This is RSBNB Update, episode 238, recorded Wednesday, January 6th, 2010. Brad the Tellarite. Hello, everybody. I'm here this week with Brad, who's still slightly hungover, as it sounds, from New Year's, even though that was 5 days ago.
I'm not hungover. How dare you make such slanderous
arguments? It sounded like it when you answered, when you picked up Skype.
I am not hungover, Shane. I resent those slanderous allegations against my character.
Okay, if you say so. It just seems you had a little while trying to have some trouble figuring out your words, you know?
Yeah, that proves I'm sober.
Okay. Well, as JX said, no updates this week, so we're waiting for next week's updates, which if it comes out on Wednesday, you'll do, because Wednesday is a quest day. Is our recording day. If recording is a quest, then I guess that makes sense. So we're just going to talk about some of these little postings that Jagex put up. Did you see any of these when they first came up?
Or when they said Happy Christmas?
Yeah. I think that was nice of them.
I saw them after Christmas.
A New Year message.
It was an afterthought.
A very Happy New Year to you all. We hope that you are filling your boots with good cheer and Party Pete-like celebrations. Then it goes on to say, during 2009, we learned a whole lot from our community, focused mainly on improving the underlying technology and switching back to weekly updates and so on. Then some of the highlights of 2009 is Jagex feels. I'm not sure if they correspond with what we felt. But there's we're finishing the Goblin storyline. High-level training updates for several skills with the Living Rock Caverns and Agility Extensions and the Woodcutting Sawmill. New rewards for skills like the Ancient Curses, Extreme Potion, and Dragon Pickaxes, the Evil Tree, cool quests like Curse of Arab, Blood Runs Deep, Hunt for Red Rack Tuber at the Temple at Centistin, the Objective and Advisor system, and of course, let's not forget about the new support for resizing the game window, even in standard detail. Now we're playing in a tiny window. That's what Jagex feels is their accomplishments for 2009. I think
yes. We
had most of those except the Evil Tree and the woodcutting update.
Yeah, we obviously hate woodcutting on here. That's why they weren't mentioned.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, it could be that I have 99 and you're not very interested in it, as you said. I'm not sure what Dave and Asa thought of that, though. So,
but yeah, it was obviously, you know, I mean, I think we did fairly well at covering almost all of them, especially the ones they mentioned.
Yeah, the big ones. Because I think in order for us to would have had to put that on our list, we would have had to been able to make our own planks, you know, for the construction skill, which obviously wouldn't have happened. But anyways, this posting goes on to say, what's the new year going to bring? They say they want to continue producing quests at the rate and quality that we have been, which means expanding the popular storylines and bringing a couple to dramatic conclusions. They say a couple, so which storylines would they be ending in 2010?
Alf Line? Alf, you know, the Plague City one?
Yeah, that'd be sad to see that one end, you know?
Well, you know, if it means they won't, you know, rip out any more crappy extrapolations of the story, like Within the Light, then, you know, just one big Grandmaster send-off would be quite nice, even though I wouldn't be around to see it.
I'll send you an email of the episode so you can listen to it.
Thank you. That's something I will not listen to without a doubt. Far better things to do with my time.
Fairy Tale series.
I want
part 3.
They could do the...
Remember we did part 2 together?
Yes, we did. That was a long time ago. The Goblin storyline?
They did that one with Chosen Commander.
Did that end it, though? Did it?
Yeah, they said finishing the Goblin storyline with the Chosen Commander.
Okay, well, there's how much attention I paid to the story. What else?
I don't know. I think I think Majerad is still quite a ways away from being done, as they said that. So, I don't know. Maybe Majerad might be the one to finish up, because if you remember when the development blog for Within the Light came out, they said there was going to be another quest before the big one that'll get you into the Elven City, you know? So, maybe that will be 2000.
I think the Elven storyline will end this year.
Okay.
See the... Because if we assume there's two quests left to go with that one, I think we'll probably see the first one, the penultimate one, in the first half of this year, and then the final one towards the end, a bit like Tears of... While Gothic Sleeps was released November, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, first half...
Then there are ones leading up to it in August and stuff.
Yeah, but I think they'll wrap that one up. And I mean, we did say a while ago, or a very long time ago, I remember, we were saying they've opened up too many quest lines.
Yes.
Now it seems like, you know, if they're going to be ending quite a few of them, they might need to think about opening a few more, starting some new stories.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, the world map, you know, that hasn't expanded for quite some time. I think the last major add-on to the map was Lunar Island and Nadus Nodded Yatiso.
That was a long time ago.
Like, if you think of major add-ons, like landmass, it's not just opening up areas in there, you know?
Well, obviously, the final Alf quest will add Pristinas.
Yeah, and then maybe some areas to the north and stuff, because it looks like they're connected, you know? Because it looks like, if you look at the map, it looks like the mountains run to the west of the Piscataurus and the Hunter area there.
There could be an area beyond Pristinas, we don't know, but I mean, where are they going to extend then? Anybody's guessing?
I'd like to see them go south.
For the winter?
Okay.
I'd like to see north. I'd like to see something sort of at the side of the wilderness.
So like north of the Slayer Tower and stuff?
Yeah, beyond Waterbirth. Beyond
Waterbirth, that's Fremenic area.
Yeah, but that's still sort of up there, isn't it? Like, behind that.
Okay.
Because, you know, you have Ralkeka, then you have Miscellanea, Esteria, Yartisno, Nightisnot, and Waterbirth, like another landmass the other side of there.
Mm-hmm.
Behind. Yeah. I'm gesturing now, if only you could see I'm pointing over and behind.
See, if we had there. Video here, you could put up a RuneScape map behind you that's like life size, like a poster size. Then you could get up and get one of those little sticks, you know, that the teachers use.
Yeah, I could get a stick and point it. We will mass the troops here. Point, we will move a pincer. Forward, comrades.
Another thing they say is that new combat equipment is coming. What do you think?
I hope it's not overpowered.
Yeah, you know, when this announcement first came out, for a few days, everything started dropping slightly. I'm not sure if it was correlated or not, but that's what happened.
Equipment? That could be, you know, that could be anything, really.
But to say combat equipment, so that implies melee fighting hand-to-hand.
Equipment is a broad umbrella to put things under. I mean,
you have, like, an umbrella, maybe, and then...
Fighting umbrella. No, but I mean, it could be rings, armor, cape. It could be weapons. I'd like to see new mage armor, personally.
Yes, the magic class is way overdue for getting some equalization, I think.
Yeah,
you know?
Which we thought might have been coming this year with the new spells and the change with the potions, but it actually turned out to be more of a nerf than anything.
Yeah, because, well, it kind of brings conventional magic up to the ancient stuff.
Yeah, that's about it. But what's the point? What's the point in bringing conventional magic on a par damage-wise with ancient stuff, when ancient stuff still has the additional effects that will make it far superior?
Yeah, I guess it's for people who can't do Desert Treasure.
It amazes me how these companies can make such boneheaded decisions about to with their own games. It's almost like they had like another studio with no knowledge of RuneScape come in and do some things. It's how stupid some of the updates they put out are.
They'll also be keeping a critical eye over their existing skills, searching for holes, filling them with new training activities and rewards. So
there's
my guess is...
Farming. Fill it with deletion.
No, fill it with new crops and stuff, like carrots and stuff, you know?
Fill it with pesticide. Kill it all.
We already have pesticide. That's called plant cure.
That's not really pesticide, though, is it? I'd like it if you could have like a crop spraying plane that you could fly over all the patches.
It'd have to be a balloon, you know, because there's no planes.
No, plane. Glider. Crop spraying glider. The gnomes. You would set off from Gnome Tower and just... Yeah. I'm not sure where I'm going with this, but...
Yeah, I don't know. And of course, they say the new skill will be coming in 2010.
Yeah, I think... I wonder if it'll be early or late.
I don't know. If they wanted to really throw people for something, they'd put it out next week.
Yeah, but I don't think they will.
I don't know. I don't think it'll be wrong. The impression I got from reading articles in the past and stuff was that it had a general concept behind it. It was implemented, but it was still in the tweaking phase, you know? So I'm not sure what... I can go first half of the year. April, May, or something.
Yeah, I would think first half, but sort of more a bit towards the middle. Maybe, yeah, April, May time.
Yeah, I don't know. People still think it's going to be sailing.
No, they've already said. I mean, unless that was the ultimate diversion.
Yeah,
well,
saying, people...
Is it sailing? No, of course it's not. When it actually
people
is.
Who wanted it thought it was going to be... That thought that was like just a sarcastic diversion, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still really interested to see what it is, because I think it's going to be really terrible.
Well, they say it'll have a game impact, a large game impact, because it's free to play, you know? So, that tells me one thing, that is not a money sink. Because, you know, free-to-play people don't exactly have that much money.
Yeah, somebody else made that point. It's a fairly good one. I mean, the free-to-play does imply certain limitations.
So, as much as we were saying on, like, the clip show or something, or whatever that was, walking being a skill, I don't think it'll be that simple, but it might be something... very close to the lower levels of the game, you know, something that kind of just fits in. But I don't know, I don't have any ideas aside from that. Any other ideas for what they could do in 2010?
They could remove farming.
Come on, be serious.
They could, remove farming.
That's not serious.
That is serious. That's deadly serious. What else could they do in 2010? They could try not to monumentally f*** game over.
Okay, thank you. That's the first swear of 2010.
Woo! First swear of 2010. Come on. They could try not to monumentally f*** game over. I can't think of anything else.
Okay. My general feeling is that we'll have a carbon copy of 2009, but with the...
What, with the exact same updates?
No. Just like the general kind of gist, you know? Except with that Grandmaster quest, and as they said, tying off storylines and the new skill. Because I think they're still in recovery mode from adding all that content through 2005, 6, and 7, and first half of 2008, you know? Like, remember when we were getting, like, a new quest every week and stuff?
Yeah,
so they
the good old days.
Might be trying to tie all that in, you know? So, I don't know. Should be an interesting year. Let's just hope some interesting stuff happens in January. Right, Brad?
Yes.
Okay. Question and answer sessions have been announced. They're going through another round of these. First up, January 14th, player support. January 28th, Mark Gerard, CEO. Thursday, February 4th, Andrew. February 11th, RuneScape Content.
The day after I will have left for good.
February 18th, Community Management. And February 25th, Audio.
By that time I will have been gone for over 3 weeks.
Yeah. So, unlike last time, I actually submitted a question this time.
It was a question of... Sycophancy, wasn't it, Shane? You were being a sycophant.
No, Brad.
You were attempting to persuade by flattery.
I was asking the questions that everybody like me has always wanted to know.
Sure, yeah, but the trouble is, I don't think Shane's questions will be answered because they're really technical and most people won't understand them or know what they mean.
Well, the bottom two can be. I'll read them. Andrew, thank you for the taking the time to answer our questions.
Sycophant.
I've been playing for 5.5 years now, and I have a few questions I think you'd be able to answer.
Sycophant.
Numero uno. Would it be possible to get
Spanish
a general...
sycophant.
Would it be possible to get a general overview of how the engineering of RuneScape works without giving too much info that would compromise your security and or cheating countermeasures? For example, does RuneScape use a model view controller framework, or is it a more complex kind of framework that allows you to talk to RuneScript? Or another example, how does the engine communicate with the quests and skills and vice versa? If need be, this can wait for a developer blog to answer this. Question two is there any way RuneScape could be tweaked to run better on the macOS Java platform? I've been running RuneScape on the same Mac using both Snow Leopard and Windows 7, and sadly it runs better on Windows 7. And number three, Vim or Emacs? For those of you guys who don't know, Vim is a text editor and so is Emacs. They're both Linux.
Oh,
Unix
yes, obviously. Oh, yes. If anybody didn't know that, what the fool they are.
Yeah, there's always like a little war going on between the two, Vim or Emacs, you know? So there's even like shirts and stuff you can buy. Let's say.
Have you informed the UN? I'm sure they'll want to get one of their people if there's a war. If there's a conflict, the UN will want to know about it.
No.
Okay.
It's not big enough. So,
that's what she said.
And they all... What?
You said it's not big enough, and I said that's what she said.
I don't get that.
A lot of people will. Leave it in.
Okay. They both have their unique little shortcuts and stuff. Vim can easily be extended by plugins. Emacs has a full programming language built into it, so they are quite powerful. And you take sides based on whichever one you like best. And personally, I'm in the VI Vim camp. But I don't have a shirt yet. Part of the reason why I chose Vim was because once Emacs ate half my assignment 90 minutes before it was due. You're awfully quiet there.
I know.
You don't have anything to say about it eating my assignment?
No, I have nothing. I was just dying of boredom, slowly. Killing me slothly? Killing me softly
You should send a question in to RuneScape community, you know? The community
Dear RuneScape.
One.
Dear RuneScape.
After the show, I'll tell you what
to
write.
No, I don't want to send a question in, Shane. I don't want to clog up my undeserving question with all the questions that... Hang on a second. No.
Okay.
Nine. Yet. None.
Oh, good. You speak some French. That's good. Anyways, that's it for RuneScape updates. Hopefully we'll see more of what's coming in 2010. Next week.
I despise the French.
Your relatives came from France. Don't.
No, they didn't.
Don't forget
that.
Anyways, anything else you want to talk about?
Yes, my hatred for the French.
Okay. What about it?
Their culture is wrong, their food is wrong, the language is wrong, and they're all ugly. That is all.
Is your French girlfriend ugly?
yes. What would I rather? People think I have an ugly girlfriend or that I am a hypocrite. Difficult. Very difficult. No, she's ugly. She looks like a man. That's what attracted me to her.
Okay. Well, moving on to questions. Brad, first one.
If you send that clip to her, I'll kill you. First question. Dear Mr. Shane and Miss Brad, I'm sorry, that's wrong.
See, they think you're the woman.
What were your favorite and least favorite presents for Christmas? For me, it was 12 games on one disc, Command & Conquer the first decade. Ah, Command & Conquer games are fun. My least favorite was Star Trek, the new movie on Blu-ray, only because I don't have a Blu-ray player. Okay, we'll deal with that one first. Best and worst Christmas presents. My best one was... I didn't get a lot for Christmas. I'm trying to think of best. Go on, Shane, you go first.
My best one would have to have been this Star Trek Monopoly game I got as a surprise.
That's sad.
Yeah. And worst one? Oh, I don't know.
The Star Wars Monopoly game you got?
No, I didn't get a Star Wars Monopoly game.
So, in a second, you think that a Star Trek game is better than two 23-inch monitors?
Yeah, I do.
You spoiled little bastard.
Well, no, it's a rare game, you know?
Is it rare, or does it just come in the shop?
It is rare.
Okay, so you can't get it anywhere in the shops?
No. There's like two copies where they got it.
Oh, two copies. Yeah,
two copies. Serious.
There's a factory in China pumping them out 100 at a time.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because nobody wants them. Because nobody likes them.
Yeah, when Mike was over for New Year's, we had to play the other Monopoly. He didn't want to play the Star Trek one, but more on that later.
Who played with you? Was it just you and Mike?
No, my sister. And our parents.
Did you find her whiny? How about Mike's sister? Did you all play?
No. Just him.
Just the three of you?
Yeah. No,
who
five
won?
Of us.
Who
I
won?
Did. I did.
So you, your sister, Mike, and your parents?
That's right.
That sounds like a fun game.
It was.
That was sarcastic.
Okay, you?
Least favorite. Did you say least favorite?
I don't have a least favorite.
You were grateful for everything you got. That makes
yeah.
me sick.
My least favorite would probably have to be this chocolate I got in my stocking that I left sitting on the floor near my MacBook Pro power supply, and it half of it melted.
Why do you leave chocolate on the floor by a power supply?
Well, it was wrapped in plastic. That's
where
I was sitting.
Plastic's not a good conductor of heat. Dumbass. My best... I still can't think of best present. I mean, I got lots of things, but let me think. Best present.
Your aftershave?
All of my presents were pretty mediocre.
Didn't Marie get you some sort of aftershave or something?
No, she didn't, because that would be insulting. That would insinuate she thinks I'd smell or I need to mask some odor. No, that's a very insulting comment. I got a 16 gigabyte memory card for my camera.
Oh, that's good.
Which I sort of liked, but it's sort of sad to say that was my best present. I don't know. I got lots of things. I got books, and I think. Usually, I got socks. That's probably my least favorite because, I mean, socks. Such a stereotypically bad Christmas present. I don't know.
Okay, if we're going on that subject, then the pajamas, because they're pretty much expected every year and there's no surprise when you open them.
I don't wear pajamas.
Yeah, that's slightly disturbing.
just thought I'd share that with you all.
That's disturbing, Brad.
No, it's not. Don't think of me naked.
Okay.
Anyway, best
Moving
present.
On.
That
Next
will get
one.
Into today. I can't think of a best or worst present. I mean, it's terrible. I Christmas was a little over 2 weeks ago, and yet I cannot remember most of what I got. I didn't get that much because, you know, I'm a big boy now and I have my own money. But okay, next question. After we rumbled about on that and didn't really give an answer. Well, I did anyway. Also, what are the rules for sending in an audio question? Because I'm thinking of sending one in. Thanks. My questions are done. That's from AKAK141.
It's AKK141.
AKAK141 or AKK141, whichever you prefer.
Send them to questions@rsbnb.com. Keep them under 30 seconds in length, and make sure we can hear you, because if we can't hear you, we can't use the question.
Yeah, so make sure you preview it yourself.
Yeah, and don't use a fake voice, because those don't get in.
Yeah, those don't get in. We want to hear your
Even
real
distorted
voice.
Voices, those don't get in.
Yeah. If you think you have an annoying voice, then listen to Shane's laugh and reconsider. Exactly. Right.
But as for formats, MP3, AAC, AUG, WAV, they all work.
Yeah, all formats work. Anyway, next question, Shane.
Dear Shane and Brad, if you had to choose one movie as title for your life story, what would it be? Thanks, and keep up the awesome show, AMAX.
Hang on a second. A movie about my life.
A movie title for your life story.
Canada sucks. Canada, France.
No.
Canada, France, America, Australia all suck. No, that would be a waste of a title.
I don't know. It's hard to think, you know? Like, does it have to be a movie that's already existed, or...?
No, I guess you could come up with your own title. I think Shane should be Life of a Bigot.
No.
Okay.
I know. On that same subject, Life of a Realist in the 21st Century.
Life of a Realist. Rubbish.
Serious, you know?
Life of a Misguided Right-Wing Fool.
I see myself as a realist because people seem to have a problem
with
doing...
You're not a realist, Shane.
Doing what has to be done to...
No, Shane, you're full of bullshit.
National security and stuff, you know?
I think it's ironic that possibly the one person who I've got to know more than any other, whom I've disagreed with and whose views I have found so completely abhorrent, is the person I inevitably end up debating politics with on a weekly basis. There is some irony in that. And the person who continually professes their wisdom and realism and I see the bigger picture. It's weird. But anyway, a movie title for my life, I Want to Be a Princess.
Oh, that's a good one.
If it was my whole life, there's so much of my life that's, you know, not been to been done yet. I mean, ask me when I'm 80, but I don't think I could give a decent enough answer to that. I mean, we can all, you know, invent futile pretensions of what we would like.
Okay, well, what would it be if you were working on...
A.K.A. Shane's realist. He wants to be a realist, something he'll never be.
If you were working from now, what would it be?
If I was, from my first 19 years and...
Yes.
Days. Things can only get better. Things can only get better.
You gonna make a song about that too?
There is a song called Things Can Only
Get
Better.
Hello, I want to be a princess.
I hate you, Shane. Diana
Fire. Hello, I want to be a princess.
I'm gonna go with Things Can Only Get Better.
Okay.
Featuring Annoying Right Wing.
Let's see. What?
You. If I was having a movie of the first 19 years, I would have myself played by, I don't know, but I would have you played by the guy who played Gollum in Lord of the Rings, even though I have no idea what you look like.
Okay.
You could be my right-wing precious. My
right-wing. Who would I be played by?
How about Alec Baldwin?
No.
Okay, how about the woman who played Janeway?
No.
Okay,
no.
How about...
Tom Cruise or...
Tom Cruise.
Or that old black guy.
You want to be played by a black guy? Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
No, Shane, Morgan Freeman's way too cool to be you.
I don't know.
I don't know who I'd want to be played by. The Queen?
Yeah.
No, how about... No, I don't know. It's difficult. I can't adequately do justice to that question.
That's true.
Second question in a row I failed to answer. But anyway, thank you. Thanks and keep up the awesome show, MX. Ehmex. I just don't know how to pronounce your name. Sorry if I got it wrong. But I don't really care, to be honest. But thank you for the question anyway. Dear Shane and Brad, what is your favorite genre of music and do you think it describes your personality? Go, Shane. Answer. Answer, Shane.
Shane
likes gangster rap.
No. I don't really have a favorite genre that I listen to, you know? But something that describes my personality would probably have to be classical.
Annoying.
Because...
No, it doesn't, Shane.
Yes, it does, because classical music is the entire thing of the entire...
Classical music is elegant and beautiful.
Yes,
and
but the resonance...
Harmonic.
Yes, the math aspect
of it, you
know? None
of those things.
Like the math kind of how it... classical music and the instruments can be described by mathematical equations, you know, as Brad was saying, with the harmony and the resonance and all that other kind of stuff.
Yep, all these, you know, genres are very subjective. I mean, you could think. I don't really have a favorite genre of music. I sort of
like opera?
No. I do like classical music. I actually have some classical pieces on my iPod. But
do you have the Valkyrie one?
Yeah, Ride of the Valkyries. Everyone. That piece of music is great driving down the motorway too.
Remember once you said you You used to play that when you run down old ladies?
That was a joke, Shane. I've never actually hit anybody in my car.
Okay, you hit a bird?
Perfectly clear, because Shane likes to, you know, enthuse that I'm some sort of menace on the roads, which is far from the truth. I'm a law-abiding driver. And I know how to get out of snow. I don't just accelerate really quickly and make lots of wheels spin like lots of idiots did here today. But anyway, favorite genre of music? I like sort of like punk-y stuff. But I don't really have an overriding favorite. That's probably my preferred. And do I think it describes my personality? No, I don't think it does. I think anybody who attempts to describe their personality by a music genre must have an extremely dull and one-dimensional personality and is therefore an incredibly boring person.
What would you call punky music?
It's probably not like what was traditionally punk like 30 years ago. Because every time I say I like punk music, my father feels it upon himself to debate with me what exactly is punk music. But I just like bands like Billy Talent, Rise Against. I can't think of any other bands now, but I don't listen to a great deal of music.
Okay.
I do like sort of just rock music, basically. Nothing too hard, though. Nothing metal. Metal's just, you know, nothing that's just screaming and loud noise, which I know a lot of teenagers like because they're confused and have terribly bad taste in a lot of things.
One thing I don't like about that kind of music is when people can't, when there's music out there with people who can't sing, you know?
Well, a lot of, you know, most of metal, well, hard metal isn't singing, it's just screaming.
I know, that sort of thing, and I
could be a screaming singer if I found a band.
Okay, try it. Like,
no, never, ever.
So I think it also has to have a meaning to the song, you know, like, I won't...
Yeah, I like lyrics that I can understand and hear.
I won't like a song until I know I can understand the meaning of it, you know?
Yeah, like Rule Britannia is about how brilliant Britain is, and how terrible everywhere else is.
Okay. On that note, next part.
Next part. Brad, do you think the biggest change will be when you join the army? I'm not joining the army. I'll assume you mean the Air Force. Joining the bloody army. I'm not a numbskull with no brain. No offense to anybody listening who has relatives or is even in the army. I hold you and your fellow command the highest... dumbasses. Anyway, I timed the cough way too early there.
Reason Brad doesn't like the army is because he'd be too scared to go to Iraq and pick up a gun and shoot.
No, I wouldn't actually, but I actually said to somebody when they asked me why I picked the Air Force over the Navy or the Army, I said, I didn't think I was macho enough for the Army, but I was too macho for the Navy. That's how I explain it, in an albeit comical fashion. But the biggest change, well... There'll be lots of changes. I mean, at the moment,
the more things change, the more they stay the same.
No, Shane. No, I'm talking. I'm giving my answer. Shut fourth swear. There'll be lots of changes. I mean, it'll be a new place. It'll be a new, completely different routine. I'll have different responsibilities. It'll be a lot. Well, pretty much all of it will be completely alien to me, despite the fact I've been there once. There'll be somebody shouting at me every time I get anything wrong. It'll be different in a lot of ways, of course, but I mean, it's only 9 weeks, and after that, it gets a lot better, apparently, so they tell me. I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a challenge, and it'll probably be the best and worst 9 weeks of my life. But I don't want to come back. Any of you who don't like me can take some comfort in the fact that, you know, for the 9 weeks between February the 3rd and April, whatever time I pass out, I probably will be miserable at least some of the time. So, you know, if you don't like me, as Shane doesn't, you could take some comfort in that.
I was going to say, if you fail or you get discharged for some reason, I'll have to know the reason for your discharge before you're allowed back.
Oh, bullshit. Shane, if hypothetically I did get discharged, I wouldn't come back anyway because I wouldn't want to stand up and admit, hey, I got discharged.
Well, I'll be sure to check in with, you know, whoever... Every 6 months or so.
You know who? I don't know Voldemort, Shane.
Maybe he meant biggest change for the show.
No, I don't think he meant that. And the biggest change for the show is it won't be as awesome because I won't be here.
Okay, come on. You don't know that yet.
It will be. It won't be as awesome. Thank you for the question, Diddly for Life. I'm not joining the army. remember that.
But he's, he's not joining the Navy either because, well, he doesn't meet the criteria.
Yeah, anyway.
Dear Shane and Brad, do you remember enjoying middle school or high school more? I honestly can't stand middle school, but I'm looking forward to high school. Thanks, Famzilla. You have to agree with you there. There's lots of idiots in middle school, as you call it, or junior high here, as it is. You know, it's that age when the hormones go crazy and all that other crap. You know?
Yeah, and most of the people who cause problems on the forums are going through that period of hormones and stuff.
Yeah, so if you have any urges to do kind of silly things on the forums, remember that.
When you're talking about urges, I thought you were going to say something else.
No.
Thank God.
So which one did you like better?
Difficult for me to say, since... What age is middle school?
12 to 15.
Well, you got to remember, I was home taught pretty much from 13 onwards.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's difficult for me to answer.
Yeah, I think you would have had a different experience if you would have been in a real school.
Yeah, but I think between... In the UK... from 11 onwards, you sort of, it's just all one school. It's just called secondary school, and you do that from 11 till 16. It's not sort of split.
Okay.
Up.
Yeah.
The primary change in the UK would be if you stay on after 16, which most do now,
and do
sixth form, 16 to 18.
Yeah, I don't get why you guys do that.
Yeah, I think our system's retarded as well.
That's still the. Mandatory here, you know? And even if you
complete
all the way up through...
Yeah, I think it should be mandatory to stay in education till 18.
Grade 12, you can't get a decent-paying job.
Because you're a dropout.
Anyways, yeah, I don't know. There's lots of, like... I've told the story before, the guy starting... having a lighter explode in his hand. I think that was on the clip show. Not sure. But, yeah. So, yeah, we agree with you, right, Brad?
Yes.
Next one.
I don't really have any opinion. Dear Shane, have you created an account for Star Trek Online Beta? I have. Maybe we can play if you get it. Shane?
Yeah, I pre-ordered it. So I should be getting the beta key in by next week sometime. So.
He will disappear off the face of the earth after that.
No. I also ordered the collector's edition.
Prepare to drop out of college and spend all day playing Star Trek Online,
nah.
Shane.
No. And 3 guest passes, so I'm going to look for a few people to hand those out too, so...
I don't want one.
See, this is a game that's been in development for such a long time, it's amazing that it's finally coming, because all the other Star Trek games have either been ship-to-ship combat or ground first-person combat. This is a combination of both.
And it's an MMORPG.
Yeah, which is kind of interesting, you know, because I'm not sure how they'll do it since there's no money in the 24th or 25th century when this is set, you know?
They must have some form of currency.
Yeah, probably like trading goods and stuff, you know? Because it's just the Federation or the humans that don't use money.
So what are you going to be, Shane? You're going to be a Borg?
No, you can only be you can only play for the Federation side or the Klingon side. Then on each side there's 6 races to choose from. Human, Andorian, Tellarite, Vulcan, and 2 others.
What are you going to be, Shane?
You'd be a Tellarite.
What are you going to be, Shane?
Human.
What is a Tellarite?
Google it.
Tellarite. Guess at the spelling? Oh, I got it right. Society. Tellarites sometimes took mud baths. Tellarites were known to be an impatient people. They were also known for their stubborn pride. They had a propensity towards strong emotion. However, they enjoyed a good argument, which was even considered a sport on Tellar. Tellarites often begin an interaction with a series of complaints. That was how they started arguments with someone they had recently met. If they had nothing to complain about, they would simply insult the person. Because of their ability to argue, Tellarites made excellent politicians. That does sound a lot like me.
See?
Yes, scary. Anyway, next
human or Vulcan, I think.
Next question. Brad, have you ever played Crisis or Crisis Warhead? Would you recommend purchasing it if you have? Sorry, I've never played those games. So I can make no such recommendations.
Well, they're both of the same series, you know, and I think Crysis was fairly good because it was showed off the capabilities of a DirectX 10 or GPU in Windows Vista.
Yeah, so. the only reason I think I'd ever heard of Crysis was because it was sort of used as this game, like, if your computer can run this game at max settings, you've got a bloody awesome computer.
Yeah.
Because the graphics were so insane on it, but,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all? Marco. Who's on the RSBNB Informer? The RSBNB calculators include skill planners, planning mode in the future. If yes, when? That's from Jay. Answer's yes. When?
That's never then, people. Well, 2011.
No, it's coming. It's just a matter of I have two projects that I kind of am deciding between right now. That being one, the calculators. And another being some interesting changes to RuneWire, which...
We have another question about in a minute.
Which I don't want to talk about right now. So it's a question of which is going to be better for the site, RuneWire changes or...
I think calculators have been neglected for a long time, personally. So I think you should do calcs. Because, I mean, RuneWire's had its, you know, RuneWire is pretty polished. I mean, there are changes you could make, but the changes you can make to most things. But the calculators have been as they are for a long time.
Yeah, they were the first thing we developed in summer 2004, actually.
And they've not really changed much, have they?
Yeah. So maybe I should do the calculators then. Because something I've always said is that RuneWire is kind of like a fun side project, you know? If there's no other stuff to work on, I'd work on RuneWire. But I don't know, I think right now maybe just some tweaks and fixes to RuneWire than the calculator.
Feeks and Twixes!
Yes! Did I say Feeks and Twixes?
No, that's what I say.
Oh, okay. That's
everybody
right.
Likes a good Twix. Do you have Twixes there?
Yeah, they're the chocolate bar, right? The kind that comes with the two in the package?
Yeah, Twix.
Yeah, they're okay. I like Mars better, though.
Yeah, I'm not that fond of Twixes.
You have Mars?
But they have... Yeah, I like Mars.
What about Snickers?
No, don't like Snickers.
Mars and Snickers are good.
I like Bounty. Do you have Bounty? The one with the coconut?
No.
I think we talked about Bounty before. it's a bar with coconut in it. It's nice.
Yeah, that'd be good. I like coconut. But anyways, I don't know how we got on chocolate from calculators.
Tweaks and fixes. Feeks and Twixes. Anyway, thank you for the question, Jay. Dear Shane and Brad, I'm currently over 99 rating. I was wondering what a good level to start chinning at. That question is from Optimaniac. I have no idea, Shane. Hopefully you can enlighten.
Well, it really depends on your ability to get into the place, either down below in the Monkey Madness tunnel or in the Chaos Tunnels with the... I forget what they're called.
Chin Chompers?
No, the monster you fight. I forget what they are.
What, in the
Chaos Tunnels? No, in the Chaos Tunnel, there's just another place you can go. They drop ancient staffs. Now, what are they? I forget. But, anyways, probably I'd say you want to make the most of your Chinchompas, so probably 80 or so, because it's relatively easy to get to 80 using conventional means. Then you can go really quick once you hit 80 with the Chinchompas. Because they are expensive, and you don't want to waste your money, right? So that's what I'd take a guess at, even though I despise range, and I haven't trained it since way a long time ago. I've only trained it twice, intentionally, since I got members.
Yeah, range was to...
First time was to get 70 back, like, years ago, and then the next time was to get 80-ish for the fire cape.
Yeah, I trained it up to 80 not a while, but I've never trained it fully. But I would quite like 99 range.
Mummies. That's where you want
to go. In the pyramid.
No, in the chaos tunnels.
Okay, fine. Be that way, Shane. Be that way.
Yes. Do you want your mummy?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Do you want your mother to make you a sandwich for lunch?
No, I already have a bagel.
Okay, a bagel then. Same difference.
Hey, beeps. Have you ever tried merching?
That
was so
funny.
What did you merch? Did you keep them for a long time, or did you flip them?
Shane, are you going to tell people your little merchanting dirty secret?
I don't do any merchanting.
Yes, you did, you bloody liar.
What, the Santa hats?
You bought something at Min and sold it at Max a while ago.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I did do
that
for a bit, you know? That's
merchanting, Shane. That's merchanting.
I don't know. That's what he says, flipping here.
Shane's a dirty merchant.
What was there? Oh, lots of things, basically.
Mike told me what you did, by the way, I know.
Yeah. Basically, what you want to do is you want to go to the Grand Exchange website, look for a common item that people make and sell for really cheap. Like, let's say, for example,
Liar, the thing Mike told me wasn't a made item, it was a droppable item.
I don't know what he's talking about then. Oh, yeah, yes. Those are the other ones. But those ones require more money. But these ones, for instance, teleport tablets, those always work. People always make them and then sell them for low, so you can snatch them up, sell them for higher. Good way to make some quick money. But remember, you got the 4-hour window where you can't sell what you bought recently, so be careful with that. Then, of course, you can go in for other monster drops, primarily things that are loot shared. So, but, of course, you do need a higher starting value for that, because all these items are millions and up each, so if you want to make any decent profit, you need to have a nice little set of money in your bank. Brad, you ever done merchanting?
Nope, never.
Never.
I'm not a dirty merchanter.
It's a perfect plan, you know?
I'm sure you've made complaints about it in the past.
I don't know. The only problem I have with it is the way the Grand Exchange implements it, you know?
Yes. What do you mean, implements it?
Well, just the Grand Exchange makes this all possible with their limits and stuff, and the max and mins, you know? It'd be a lot better if there were no max and mins, and then people could freely do
yes,
what they want.
Yeah, if it was a free market and not a controlled economy.
It wouldn't be possible if it was a free market.
We said this before.
Yeah.
Yes, the freer the market, the freer the people.
Yes, there you go. Do you got a favorite thing?
Have I got a favorite what?
Favorite
Flash game? Not really.
Yeah. No?
Not really. No, okay. I don't. What's yours?
Well, I used to have
Falling
this
Sand
one.
Game.
That's Java.
Oh.
Actually, mine's Java too, now that I think about it.
Dumbass. And I don't claim to know what I'm talking about. You do.
What do you mean you don't claim to know what you're talking about?
I don't claim to know what I'm talking about. I know nothing.
There is this little... It was... yeah, it's Java, but... I'm sure you could find a Flash version somewhere. Basically, what you do is you place the sun down, right? In the center. Then you plop little planets in, and then they orbit and stuff. And you can create, like, pulsars and binary star systems and watch what the orbits do and stuff. And then add in, like, meteors and comets and see what their orbit path does. I don't know. It's a good way to experiment with the general principles of gravity in a solar system, you know?
Sounds fun, not.
Yeah, another thing you can do is, like, put, like, black holes in and stuff. So I'll try and find this, actually. Because if you take this, I don't know what this one's doing. It's a weird one, but I'll try and find one that I was talking about before. What about Flash videos?
How about, what was that one called? The End of the World? Is that
one? Yeah, that's a good one, you know? Yeah, anyways, for those of you guys who don't know, there'll be a link in the notes to it, because it's
the
something
end of the
that
world?
We... Yeah. It's something that we got quite a kick out back in the day.
Back in the day with the old staff.
Yeah, and remember that it was Flashy Friday.
Flashy Friday. And then we had Fishy Friday.
Which you should have continued.
Which I should have continued my whole blog, but I didn't.
Yeah, it was good.
I took on the Australians and won, and that, you know, that was enough for me. I was happy with that. You know, there is no need to push on for... By that time, chaps. Righto. That is how British people are.
Really? I've never heard you talk like that.
Well, then you've never heard me
What's talk. A chap?
Chap? It's like a man, you know? Good, you know, old chap. You know?
Oh, so you're a chap then.
I'm a chap. And a woman, less informally, could be a chapess. But that's generally only used if you're a member of the lower caste.
Okay.
Get used to lower caste language, Shane.
Thank you, Killjoy.
Yeah, you Killjoy.
Next one.
Strange name. Unless he wants to kill someone called Joy. Anyway, sorry, I'm completely losing my train of thought here. Dear Shane and Bradleykins. I don't like that name. Shaney and Bradleykins. If you had to listen to one song repetitively for the rest of your life, yes, even while you're sleeping, what would it be? And Shane, you're not allowed to choose any of the MIDI music from RuneScape. Stupid MIDI music. With much love, Toto Jim Bob. One
it's
song
not
continuously.
MIDI music.
I would listen. Yes, it is. I would listen to one song. What you wouldn't want to think too harsh, would you? I would listen to. I'd listen to Ride of the Valkyries. Because it would seem like everything I did in my life was really evil, like walking down the street. You know? Asleep in bed at night, Ride of the Valkyries blaring. Yeah, I'd go with that just because it would. I'm sure after, you know, several days I'd want to kill myself, but up until that point it would probably be fairly amusing.
I don't know, you know. I'm not sure.
How about the Canadian National Anthem?
No.
Patriot you.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not sure on this. I pass. I can have one pass. You had two so far. Okay. Thank you, Total Jim Bob. Dear Shane and Brad, do you have a root for players in the skill of the month? If so, who are you rooting for this month, if anyone? That's a good question.
The only time I root for people is when two people are sad enough to organize a tie, and I'm rooting for the third guy to beat them both.
Yeah, that's true, you know?
Yeah, you stupid people who try to organize ties.
Yeah, because if somebody asked me if you want a tie, you should never do this with me, because I would have said
still
yes.
I still maintain the skill of the month rule should be that the highest unique experience wins.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
If I was in the events crew, that would be changes. Heads would roll.
Because, you see, if you offered me a tie, I'd say, sure, let's do that. We'll both win the pink
and
ring.
Then you'd screw me over.
Yeah, I'd get 5 experience.
But I would never offer you a tie, Shane. I would skill 24 hours a day to beat your ass.
Exactly.
Not like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, yeah, spirit of competition, people. I mean, come on. You've got to want it. You've got to want to win. Not just, oh, I'm scared of losing, so we'll both win, and that will be all nice and fine. Like some sort of queer. I'm sorry, no offense to queers. I'm sure there are queers who desperately want to win and have a good sense of competition. But it just seemed like a very wet thing to do. This is just a rant against people who tie, even though it's only happened like twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no rooting this month.
Generally, I don't root for people now. I mean, let the best man win, as they say. Unless the best man tries to organize a tie, in which case the best man can go f*** himself.
What's that, number 5?
5, I think. This is strange. So many weeks of not swearing, and this week it's all coming out. It's pent up anger about Christmas and everything.
Oh, you can talk about that later now.
No, I'm fine. I don't want
to. I'm fine. Do you guys ever get bored of RSVMA update? I wish you didn't have to do it once a week.
You know what Chang was saying before we started? He was excited and he missed the 2 weeks, but I'd imagine he can't get enough of it.
Yeah, you know, if I wasn't doing school and stuff, and I had somebody to edit it, I would do 2 shows a week, one on something else, you know.
He'd be a professional caster.
You know, yeah, I don't know. I don't mind doing it. I like this.
So. I find it. I don't think I could do it as a job. I wouldn't want to be spend all my day recording podcasts. Or
well, no, you'd only do like 1 3-hour show a week or something, you know.
Yeah, but could you make a living off of that?
Yeah.
If you were popular enough.
Yeah, if you were on like a major network or something, you know. But if you were just doing podcasting, you'd have to probably bring in quite a few people to actually make it profitable, you know, or have ads and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, generally most weeks I'm fine. There are the odd week. Maybe it does very rarely where I really don't feel like doing it, but you know, you do it anyway. Because, you know, only the French quit.
Send this episode to Marie.
No, don't.
I think that'd be funny.
I think I would kill you. I think I would take an early retirement vis-a-vis the end of the show. But yeah. Yeah, I don't really have anything else to say on that.
Okay. Good luck to you, Brad, and keep up the great work, Shane.
Good luck. Good luck. You need it. Anyway.
Do you have to get barcoded or anything when you go for your first day?
Barcoded? What do you mean?
Like barcoded on your arm or something, or tagged or microchipped?
No, Shane, I'm not joining the bloody Young Offenders Institution.
I wonder when they're going to start microchipping military people.
Anyways, why the hell would they do that?
I don't know. Keep track of them easier. That question was from JRD Games. That's it for questions this week. Remember, audio questions, questions@rsbnb.com. And if you want to send text questions in for the next few weeks, the topic is posted early Mondays, so check that out at forums.rsbnb.com.
It will be down because we record Wednesdays for the last month I'm doing this. So.
Yeah, recorded a day earlier because of my school schedule.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on, tech news. Chrome grabs market share from IE and Firefox, meanwhile passing Safari. Between November and December, Internet Explorer dropped a significant 0.92 percentage points from 63.61 to 62.69. Firefox dipped 0.11% down from 24.74. Chrome jumped a sizable 0.71 percentage from 3.92 to 4.63, passing Safari, which moved up 0.3 percentage points to 4.46. Opera, on the other hand, kept steady at 2.31%. So, that's your state of the browser markets end of 2009. You know, it's interesting with this, because Chrome now is becoming mainstream. It has extensions on the Windows side, soon to get them on the Mac and the Linux side. So, one's wondering how powerful this will come in the end, you know, with Google and everything. So, I'm calling 2009 the year of Google. And, 2010. Jeez, I thought I was still in 2009. Google for tech stuff, so. I don't know. What do you use right now? You still using Firefox?
Firefox C.
Okay. Firefox C?
No, I said C as in, you know, the sort of, you know, the, you know, Spanish word for yes. C, señor.
Oh, right. Okay. That's right.
I'm being a Spanish sycophant.
Yeah, that's funny, Brad. I use Chrome for my regular browsing, but any web development work, I use Firefox for, just because you can't beat the extensions with it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If you haven't used Google Chrome, check it out. If you're using Internet Explorer, check Chrome, Firefox, or even Opera out. But
check
preferably
it.
Chrome or Firefox. And please, if you're on Internet Explorer 6 or 7, upgrade to something else. Even if it's IE8, please.
Chrome is too stripped back for my liking.
Oh, really? That's what
yeah,
I like about it.
It's too basic. It's too simple. Well, you would like it, Shane. Simple pleasures for simple minds.
See, I remember when Firefox was like this. That's what I liked about Firefox back then. But
the simplicity.
Yeah. I believe that each program and each program on your computer should do one thing and do it well. Shouldn't be trying to be a hodgepodge or mix and match and do everything well together, you know? A firewall should be a firewall. It shouldn't be an antivirus and an email scanner.
Why not, Shane?
Well, because it creates software bloat, you know, and then over time that slows your system down and it creates more potential for things to go wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I like my things to be standalone. But
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, that's right. Oops, I got the wrong link in here for that one, but I'll fix that later. Apple misses its mark on Windows 7 boot camp support for all you Mac users out there. The two of them that there are besides me. Hello.
Two.
Yeah, that's probably what there is.
Pathetic numbers.
According to Apple Insider, the official Windows 7 support updates are still undergoing tests and will be released early this year. Clearly, Windows 7 support on hardware is not a priority for Apple, but given Apple's initial claim of an update before the end of the year, it's likely they are finishing up the drivers and will have them out sooner rather than later. You know, I have a theory behind this.
What's your theory, Shane?
It's that Apple's actually might be a little bit scared of Windows 7, you know?
Because why would Apple be scared? Yeah, well, Apple should be scared because they have a pitiful market share. But
I think they would have reason to be scared of Windows 7 is because it actually is creating the first decent operating system from Microsoft that can compete with macOS, you know, in terms of usability and nice little side features and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So that could be part of the reason for the delay, but that'd be kind of silly if that was the case. I don't know, just run it in VMware if that's the case, but it is really a nice operating system. If you have the ability to get a license, I'd recommend you try it, you know? Because
yeah,
that's one thing that macOS needs to do better is support for Java and Flash, because Apple insists on making their own, they don't let Adobe do it, so that's their problem, but anyways. Just a little note out there for you Mac users. Okay, now here's something interesting. Another reason why I think Google will be the topic of 2010. You see the Nexus One?
Yes.
And what do you think?
I have no real opinions on it. Okay. I would, if you were to offer me a choice between that and the iPhone, I'd probably take the iPhone.
Okay. Basically, this is Google's smartphone competitor to the iPhone. Runs Android OS. You can get it coming soon in the U.S. to T-Mobile, $180 with a plan. Later to Verizon and in the U.K., Vodafone. You guys have Vodafone there, right?
Yes, we have Vodafone.
Okay. So, and the interesting thing about it is that it's actually unlocked. Meaning you'll be able to take it to whichever network you want. And it's about a $500 price tag if you just want the phone and no plan from T-Mobile. No word yet on Verizon or Vodafone pricing. But it looks interesting, you know. It looks... It's not like a brick, you know?
Is it quite slender? And
yeah, it is, actually.
So what features does it have?
Well, pretty much everything the
iPhone has.
But there's no app store for it yet. Like, there's no Google run, like, application catalog, you know? But I do assume you'd be able to run the Android applications on there, developed for any other Android phone, so that's good. Another thing it has is Google Maps integration, meaning that it can actually do turn-by-turn directions with Google Maps, unlike the iPhone. I assume it has Flash as well because it has YouTube, so I don't know. Interesting that Google would do this because it's Google always puts their own unique spin on things, and when they do that, it changes the market, you know, like they changed search, they changed advertising. They're slowly changing the browser with Chrome. People are taking features from it and integrating it into theirs, so should be a good thing to see where it goes in the next year. And of course, not available in Canada yet. I don't know, though. That's a pretty good launch price of $180 with plan compared to...
How long is the plan for?
2 or 3 years, I believe. I don't remember which.
That's not great, then, is it?
No. But I don't know. Who wants a plan that's that long, you know?
Exactly.
I think a renewable one every year would be best, or 2 years even, so... But anyways, if you're in the need of a phone, you might want to check this out. There is some sample pictures posted of the camera. It actually has a flash, and the picture quality does look good. So, Hopefully it can offer some competition to the iPhone, because as we all know, in a market, competition is good.
Yes.
You have anything on this, Mr. Woodward?
I have nothing on this, Shane.
Okay. Skill of the Month update for January.
Scottum.
Which we were just talking about in the second last question there.
Cooking. It's going to be a complete and utter free-for-all.
23.2 million experience gained so far by everyone combined.
The lead currently has 5 million experience. Good
Which
God.
Is Southgrind.
6 days into the year, people.
Second is Tim MLI with 4.9, and third is JRD Games with 3.5, and 3.1, 1.9, and 1.5. What?
All to play for. I mean, no gaps. I mean, the gap between second and first place could already have been closed by now, since he's grabbed the high scores. Each one have grabbed since this morning. Let's have a look at the high scores. I'm getting... this is live from the time of recording. Load faster, you piece of shit. That's number 7. Southrend is currently on 8.7. So that's how, this is hard for me to work out, because... so he's sort of...
6.3.
He's gained 1.3 million experience today.
Yeah, because his start was 2.4. So he's at 8.7 right now?
Yes, 8.7.
Yeah, so and he's gained...
MLI 699 is currently at 18.7 million. But his start was 13.3, so he's...
so about 5.4.
Yeah, so Southrend has increased the gap today.
Good job, Southrend. Good job.
We don't root for people, remember? Unless these two decide to... unless these two decide to tie. Yeah.
Then we'll root for JRD Games.
Yeah.
If he stays in third.
Yeah. Come on, third place. I mean,
which
yeah.
should be possible, seeing as his start cooking experience was 78.8 million, you know?
Yeah. You gotta think, you know, knows quite a lot about, yeah, cooking.
I wonder if he's a good cook in real life.
Who knows?
Maybe we should go there for dinner one day.
You can't just invite yourself around like that, Shane. That's quite rude.
Why not?
Because you can't.
So why, you wouldn't let me come for dinner? If I was in the
no.
area?
I don't trust no. you, Shane. I don't trust you. With good reason, I think. With good
okay.
reason.
So there's your cooking skill of the month, and now the 2009 skill of the year, which encompasses anybody who entered a skill of the month in 2009, your experience is summed up. And the grand total winner was MLI, once again, Tim, with 34,140,176 XP. Second was a Div at 32.2 million, and third was Marking 22 at 32,066,000.
Kind of close overall, really. I mean, you know, 2 million separating them.
Yeah, it could have gone to anyone, you know? So
it could have.
But I'll put a link in the notes to this page, and you can find your forum ID or name on there, and it'll show you all the experience you got. I gained 2.7 million experience this year in it.
2.7 million, wow. That's a pitiful effort, Shane.
Let's see. Yeah, you didn't enter any Skill of the Months this year.
Nope, I did not. Last year, you mean?
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I think we're still in 2009 for some reason.
We're not. We're in 2010, new year, new decade. Get with it. Yep.
Okay, so link will be in the notes. Congratulations, then, to both of you. And the winner of the... December 2009 skill of the month was the magic one, which was Chris from Informer. So congratulations there. He gained 10.059 million experience. Overall, 47.1 million magic experience was gained in December. Some other facts of 2009 were that overall everybody combined gained 370,815,669 experience in all Skill of the Months.
Crazy.
The the average experience per person over the year was 1,113,561, rounded to the nearest XP point. And the most expel gain in a single month was Tim, July, Fletching, 14,701,535.
Pretty crazy numbers.
If somebody can pass that, 14 million for this cooking one, which will probably be possible, that would be very good.
It will probably happen.
Yeah, considering that Southrend is already up.
I mean, Southrend is almost halfway, and we're only 6 days into the month.
I just would like to see somebody keep going, you know? Like, you know how sometimes they peter out halfway through?
I think cooking will be... The winner will be the one who keeps going. Because, I mean, it's so easy to get cooking experience. I mean, it's a dollar to get 1 million in a day, really. Not that difficult if you've got the whole day free. So it's really going to be who can stick it out the longest.
Yep.
This is an endurance skill of the month.
Yeah, that's
burst
true.
You must endure.
Anyways, RSBNB Informer's hiring. We're looking for a gaming writer. You can find the application link in the notes, which is at update.rsbnb.com. Basically, what one of the requirements is that you should have either a PS3 or an Xbox 360,
and play and get the late and get at least some of the latest games. Play them
and enjoy playing it. You know, and enjoy writing.
Preferably play online. That's not a necessary, but it's useful, obviously.
Yeah, just get the full experience generally. You know.
Yeah, so. Be a big console gamer, basically.
Yeah, but not a fanboy. We don't like fanboys.
No, we don't want fanboyism.
So somewhere in between knowing nothing, I mean, somewhere in between knowing basic stuff and not being a fanboy would be ideal. Anything else to say?
Yeah, fanboys are bad. That's what I have to say.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially Mac ones.
I'm not an Apple. Ugh. Okay, now we got a new forum skin.
The forum has a new skin.
Yes. Which, as I said, forums.rsbnb.com. This skin was designed by Chief Snake, one of our global moderators, and it was implemented into PHP BB by him. And we also took the time to upgrade the forums, which was Mike's primary task, upgrading
Good
them.
Mike.
Yeah, and my task in this was
Shane couldn't be trusted with it. It was too serious.
Oh no, I got to choose what to do. I got to choose what to do.
Oh, so you boss Mike around?
No, I got. We had three things to do. We had upgrading the forums, then ensuring all the files transferred over fine. We had making tweaks and fixes on the site in general.
Tweaks
in terms of style. And converting the old theme. I chose converting the old theme and doing some general front page site fixes.
The one thing I like about this is the quick reply.
Yeah, that's a new feature, actually.
It's just amazing how much easier it is when you don't have to click reply, you just type, and then it basically reduces the number of clicks by one.
Yeah. Another feature we have is if you click on any forum, and you're in Firefox, there'll be an RSS icon up there. So you can access the feed for that and then put it in an RSS reader if you use an RSS reader, which I'm not sure how many people would do that because, well, I don't know, it just doesn't make sense, you know? I don't know, more on that later, but... Yeah, we have RSS feeds now, which is good if you like that kind of thing.
If you like that kind of thing.
Yeah, just in general, lots of new little... refinements on it, you know? So.
Yes, it's bigger, better, and bolder.
Yeah. So. And of course, to get the full experience, we recommend that you run Firefox 3.5 or 3, or any WebKit-based browser to get the best experience on it, because there are some new CSS features that this uses that are currently only implemented in WebKit and Firefox. Like the shadows and stuff. Otherwise, you just get a plain border. So please do take a look at it in Firefox or WebKit. You have anything else on the forum, Skin?
Nothing.
Okie dokie, then. We also, over the new year, we moved the clan chat to a new channel. We moved it to a channel called Bits Bytes.
Bits Bytes? Because RSBNB was taken.
Yeah, by someone who doesn't even post anymore.
And who was on the forums a long time ago.
Anyways, that is B-I-T-S. B-Y-T-E-S. No space.
Basically remove the and the space from RSBNB's full name. And the RSBNB, yeah. And the RuneScape bit, of course.
Yeah, that's right. So, you can enter that in RuneScape and talk to everyone while you're playing and talk about whatever you want to talk
about.
Did
you explain the reason it was changed over?
Oh, no. The reason we changed it over was because...
people were being dicks.
Yeah, and we
and it was harder to ban them because we used to have to wait for Mike to get online.
Yeah, you know, that's one kind of thing I wish they would kind of do, you know. I wish they'd make clan chat easier to use in terms of administration side. So
they should make it so that you can register channels with Jagex that aren't necessarily bound to a certain account, but that you can give certain accounts sort of admin access.
Yes. Because, I don't know, I think that this clan chat was kind of done. It was 2008, I believe, August.
Yeah.
Maybe. It was kind of done at the start of their starting to embrace the community and clans, so it wasn't fully thought out as best as it could be. So I think it could go with some refinements. But that's that. We also got three new chat mods. Jason, MRC, JRD Games, and Race A13. Congratulations to you three. Jason is from Informer, and the other two are just around RSBNB quite a bit.
To deal with the menace, with the enemy at the gates.
Yeah, but it's a team effort, you know? We're not throwing them into the fire to handle this entirely.
Yeah, we are. Just like a Stalingrad. Just like a Stalingrad. Send them forward, let them die. If they run back, we'll kill them.
Is that what you'd do if you were a commander?
No, of course I wouldn't.
Okay, that's good.
That's what you'd just do checking. If you were a commander.
No.
He'd send in all the gays and all the people who enjoy promiscuous sex first.
No, of course not.
Morally unclean by his
own. I'd only send in the people who had signed up to fight.
Basically all of them, then.
Well, yeah, if they signed up to fight, yeah.
How about conscripted soldiers?
Yeah,
why the hell are
we
talking about military strategy?
I believe that in a time of war, conscription drafting should be a viable thing if need be.
So if World War III was declared tomorrow and you were conscripted to join the army, would you go?
Yeah.
Really?
Would you?
Of course I would. I'm joining one military organization voluntarily. Do you think I'd have that much issue being conscripted or being drafted? Anyway,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question while we're talking about that, you know?
Your pick.
Yeah.
Pick.
Okay. This was mentioned earlier in the show.
Star Trek?
You want to guess? Yeah, the movie. I've had this pick since early December that I was going to use, but I didn't because everybody kept taking picks. So,
Picks?
Yeah, it's a Star Trek
DVD. Taking picks, Shane?
Of the movie from
damn
May
listener
this year.
Taking my picks.
Be quiet.
Okay, sorry.
Yes, I watched it again over Christmas break, and it's a truly good movie.
Sad.
If you're not a Star Trek fan, I suggest you watch it. It's kind of wall to wall action from the very start to the end. No, you saw it. You admit it was fast paced, right?
No, not really.
Oh, well, it was. I feel it was. And there's lots of nice little Star Trek references for even if you're not a Star Trek fan. But
well, it was a Star Trek film.
You'll enjoy
it. You would expect there to be Star Trek references.
No, I mean from, like, the past series and stuff, you know, that only people like me would get. So, I don't know. I recommend that you watch it because it was a good movie and hopefully we'll kick off a good sequel, maybe even a TV series. So, check it out. Another reason I like it is it maintains a true Star Trek image while putting a unique kind of spin on it, you know? So, anyways, Blu-ray or regular DVD, it's up to you. Okay. Well, it's been a long time since you've heard us, since our last show was recorded on New Year's, but we haven't talked to you in this context since December 23rd. So, Brad, what did you do for Christmas Eve?
Not much.
Okay. What about Christmas Day?
Christmas was a largely family affair for me, as I imagine it is for most people.
What'd you do?
I did lots of traveling.
Okay.
Backwards and forwards, seeing everybody. Because, what? What is this? Like, am I being, like, interviewed under caution or something?
Yes.
You seem to be asking a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, well, just family and stuff?
Yeah, family and everyone
okay.
else.
Where'd you go?
To my aunt's.
Okay.
With family.
Did you go to France?
No, I did not go to France. Why would I go to France?
I don't know. See Marie's parents?
Her parents live in England. Grandparents live in France, dumbass.
Yeah, there you go.
So what did you do?
Okay. What'd you do for New Year's?
Friends.
Okay.
And I had some alcohol, but didn't get drunk.
Well, that's good. That's good. Okay. What about
I did do this thing, though, which they had this thing called... it's called a yard of ale, and basically what it is a massive, big glass of alcohol. And it is a yard long, and you have to drink it all in one go without stopping, and I did that. It's not a very responsible thing to do, but that was pretty much the only drink I had all night, which was quite surprising. But yeah, that was like stupid things you do in front of your friends.
Did you tell your dad about this?
Yeah, of course I did. He was quite surprised I managed to finish it all. That was his comment. I actually have a picture of me doing it. But it's funny because it was a friend's house, but I was standing in front of a bookshelf. They put loads of ornaments on, and it looked like an elderly person's house or something. It's funny. There's just me in front of this old person's bookcase, even though it's not an old person's bookcase. Anyway.
Okay.
What did
do you
want to
post any pictures?
No, I don't. What did you do Christmas Eve?
We went to the relative's place.
You're the relatives you love and adore so much.
Yeah, that's right.
Shane hates his relatives.
And, I don't know, we pretty much ate, visited, opened a few gifts. We do this thing called the gag gifts, which is basically you pick a number out of a hat, you pick a gift, and then at the end you can trade around, and it's a mystery of what you'll get.
It's no good if you trade.
Well, yeah, you trade because you don't know what they are.
What did
you
get?
You just pick a random one. I got a can
opener.
You trade
before you open it?
Yeah, that's right.
So what did you end up with?
A can opener.
A can opener. So is it like everybody has to supply one gift?
Yeah, everybody has to bring one, yeah.
What did you bring? Or did Murphy get?
Mine was a little clip-on reading light, LED reading light.
That's nice. Who got that?
I forget. But one of the other ones we brought was toilet paper.
My grandmother does something a bit like that, where she gets people little presents, extra little presents, but they're from the tree. Presents from the tree. We have them after dinner. They usually, I actually got a clip-on reading light from the tree. But she just buys little presents that are just from the tree.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Then Christmas Day was largely spent here at home, opening presents, gifts.
Getting spoiled at the age of 22.
Breakfast food, turkey dinner, that sort of thing, yeah. Then after that,
turkey.
What do you have?
I had turkey. actually, no, I didn't. I had beef because my aunt had a selection of meats on offer. But it's just sad everyone has turkey.
Well, we have turkey and cabbage rolls and stuff.
It was really funny because a friend of mine, she was saying, oh, you know, I'm not going to get turkey this year because everyone does turkey for Christmas and it's really boring. So I asked her what she was having, and she was having something like beef. And I went around her house Boxing Day, I think it was, and she had some cold turkey on the side cut up. And I was like, I thought you said you weren't getting turkey. She went, oh, no, I still got turkey. We just didn't eat it Christmas Day. They were eating it Boxing Day instead, cold. That's pretty much still buying turkey for Christmas, isn't it?
No, because it's Boxing Day.
It is really. It's a hypocritical thing to do.
Yeah.
If you're going to be against something, at least do it properly.
I also spent a few days on the break playing Modern Warfare 2 on the 360.
Shane's a hypocrite. He's subsidizing.
No,
he's
subsidizing on the 360.
He's subsidizing the PC version.
Well, the way I see it is that protesting back and forth isn't really going to do anything, you know? So it's best to show support some way or another, or don't buy the game. It's up to you, really, but... I feel that compared to Call of Duty 4, which you played, right?
Yeah.
I feel that it was a... It was a fun game to play, right? But the story wasn't in-depth as Call of Duty 4, and it was shorter.
But do you feel good about subsidizing restricted PC servers?
Well,
does that make you warm and fuzzy inside?
No, it doesn't, you know.
Because you're basically a massive hypocrite.
I loaned the game to Mike so he could play the single player, right?
I'm going to call EA about that. That's illegal.
And actually, surprised lending. It felt better when I got it out of the house, actually.
That's like, you know, that's, you know, something you would say about something illegal, like a gun or something. Oh, it felt better when it wasn't in the house. I haven't even bought it yet, and I've got no issue with the whole crap about dedicated servers. I've just not been bothered to play it.
I don't know. The multiplayer matchmaking on the Xbox is a little bit better than before in terms of connections and stuff, seeing it does post migration now. Huh?
What's the online like? Yeah.
The maps are really close together, you know? You remember in Call of Duty 4 how you'd have big ones like Bog and Crossfire, those big long ones?
Yeah.
There's no big open maps on this one that much, you know? They're all kind of like curvy and contained. So it's more of a kind of unique tactical kind of search and destroy kind of thing is the way you have to operate. As if you're going through, you have to clear room by room kind of thing. And the problem with this is it does create campers. But if you know where they are and they're going to stay there, you can just go back and kill them. So it is a slight annoyance, but they're killable. It's also over the top, I do have to say so myself, because if you think about it, does it make sense that a 50 caliber sniper should be silenced?
No.
Does it make sense that you get that at level 1?
No.
Does it make sense that you can have unlimited run?
Well, Special Forces troops are very fit.
Yeah, but still, they'd have to stop after some time, right?
Maybe not. Maybe they can run forever. Maybe that's the fitness requirements to get into the Special Forces. I think to get into the Canadian Special Forces, you just have to, you know, not be a moose shagger. I think that's the only requirement. But, you know, the British and American Special Forces is probably slightly higher.
And also with it, I don't know. You can do two attachments per gun, so you could do a silencer and a red dot sight now, which is good. I have mixed feelings about the multiplayer. I feel that the maps, if they had the type of maps Call of Duty 4 had, it would have been a good multiplayer game.
This is turning into COD 4 update.
Yeah, and also if they would have. It's not overdone the perks as much, that would be good. So, I still want a no perk mode, but anyways, I'm going to stop with that.
It snowed here today.
Did you go out?
I went running in the snow.
Oh.
There were lots of people out having nice... There seemed to be a lot of people out walking in the snow, and they were giving me funny looks as I jogged past. You know, like
You ran outside? You ran outside?
Yes.
You don't run on a treadmill at the gym?
No, it's better to run outside.
Okay.
It's much easier running on a treadmill anyway. Treadmills are for wimps. But they are good. I ran in the snow. Lots of people gave me funny looks. I didn't care.
You didn't slip?
No, I didn't, actually. I was probably going a feral whack, but I actually managed not to slip. Came close to it a few times, you know, when you sort of skid awkwardly, but I managed to maintain composure, as all British people do.
So, do you have, like, winter clothes that you can wear outside, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, clothes that are suitable for snow so you don't get cold?
Not really. I mean, I wore the usual tracksuit bottoms I wear running, and then I wore a t-shirt. I had a sweatshirt over that, but I got hot, so I took it off halfway round, and I just had a short-sleeve t-shirt on. And then I had just gloves to keep my hands from going numb. That's the one thing that annoys me when I'm out running cold, is if your hands go numb, it's horrible.
Okay. Yeah. See, this proves that if you guys were to get lots of snow and lots of snow, you wouldn't survive.
Why?
Because people around there are having problems with it.
Yeah, obviously, but it's because it doesn't happen very often. If it did happen as often as it happened there, we'd adapt.
Anyways, I also made a few RuneWire changes, but I think the big story of the holiday break is the forum theme done by Chief Snake.
RuneWire.
And implemented by Mike.
RuneWire. So,
yes. You have anything else that you want to talk about today?
Just about RuneWire.
Okay, what about it?
I have nothing else to say.
Okay, then. We're going to say RSVP update 238 for Wednesday, January 6th,
2010. First of the new decade.
See you next week, everyone.